Golf. It's an expensive sport and not known for its diversity. But in this next story, we're going to hear about a program in San Diego that's working to change that. The program is bringing young immigrants and refugees into the game and using golf as a way to help students excel in school. Jean Guerrero of station KPBS checked it out.
Zubair Muhammad is 12 years old. Today, he's giving golf tips to younger students, part of an after-school program called Pro Kids. It's had him out at the links 6 days a week for 4 years. He says he's also learned some life skills along the way, especially
patience and persistence. Honestly, you can't give up on anything, and at the same time, you have to be patient because you can't rush to things, you know?
Zubair recently wrote a report for Pro Kids about how golf is becoming a more inclusive sport.
In the old times, mostly rich people and wealthy people wanted to play and said that other people, the common people, could not play.
That wasn't right, says Zubair. Why couldn't kids like him, whose parents are from Somalia, also enjoy golf? That's what Pro Kids is trying to do. It was founded in 1994 by Ernie Wright, an African-American caddy. He wanted to teach golf to disadvantaged youth, while also connecting them with academic tutors, scholarships, and trips to pro golf tournaments. He also fixed up a rundown golf course in City Heights, a heavily immigrant area of San Diego. That's where Zubair plays, and his game is getting pretty good, scoring 45 or less for 9 holes.
Now it's a sport for anyone.
The golf course is next to a Pro Kids Educational Center that offers kids tutoring. More than half of the 1,500 students enrolled at Pro Kids are immigrants or refugees. Zubair's mom, Maho Hussein, is a Somali war refugee. She says Pro Kids has transformed her son.
My son, he was chubby, he was frustrated after school sitting home. Now he is a very handsome boy.
Hussein says her son has lost weight since playing golf daily. She also likes that Pro Kids offers her son some structure while she's working 56-hour weeks as an elder care provider. And she sees the program's academic support paying off. Zubair is getting straight A's.
Since the kids play now, I felt like they achieve more. They've become very smart.
Keith Padgett runs the Pro Kids program and has a theory about why it works. He says children learn geometry and physics on the golf course.
It's all about angles, you know. Your swing is an arc. We have kids learning how different surfaces affect the rolling of the ball.
Padgett also says golf is the only sport where players must call penalties on themselves.
If that ball moves, you take a penalty. You call it on yourself. You don't need somebody over here to say you just violated a rule. You're supposed to report that.
Playing with Zubair is Nastejo Ali, a fifth grader whose parents are also Somali refugees. She says golf has helped her with math.
You get a number of strokes on a hole, and you need to add it up on your scorecard. And in school, I'm also doing addition, so it helps in school.
Her mom, Marianne Ali, likes this, even though she'd never seen a golf course before arriving in the U.S.
Oh, my God. I didn't know anything about golf.
But she tried playing recently, with her kids' help. They said her technique was off. She says golf isn't as easy as it looks. For The World, Jean Guerrero, San Diego.
Like this. See how that comes out? It's a very...